Hello everyone, welcome to the next episode of the Life at Apollo podcast. Today I have here with me Apollo's account director. Hello Radek, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you Shanice for having me here. What a great radio DJ voice. Thank you for the introduction.
Maybe I sound a little like that. Okay Radek, how are you today?
I'm doing great. We're having great successful year this year, so less work for me, I guess. Our guys are doing tremendous work, and I think that all of our clients are very satisfied with what they're doing, so less tasks for me, I guess. How are you doing, Shanice?
I'm fine. I'm having a nice chat right now. We will see after a while. Okay, I won't make you uncomfortable.
No, I'm not at all uncomfortable. Just recording podcasts, that's... That's the most comfortable thing that a person can do.
Okay. So let's jump to the first question. How long are you part of the Actum company?
I've been at Actum for more than 6 years now. I started in 2015, I would say. 2016. No, it was 2015, actually. It was in the first quarter of a year, and I was very lucky to be drafted by one of our recruiters. Magdalena, who I thank her very much for actually making me come here. It was a very, very exciting moment because I was a university student, freshly arrived back from Germany from my internship. And at that time, Actum was in a different office, but it was a very, very modern office, just as the new one. And for me, it was like a wonderland, basically, because it was sort of my dream to be working in a professional IT company after a couple of years of being a freelance consultant. So yeah, that's basically the first memory I have of Actum, I guess.
Okay, so I will probably congratulate Magda on that catch. So it worked really well for 6 years. Okay, the next thing I'm curious about is how did you get to your current position from the beginning?
That's been quite good story here, and I think that's where we're pretty strong at Actum, is that there's a strong line or strong support for promoting people from various levels or wherever, various starting points. And it doesn't go just within vertical, it goes as well horizontal, so there's a great promotion between moving not only like in the line of your career or your career advancement, there's also a chance to switch between specializations.
Yeah, I'm example of that.
Exactly. It's a shining example of that.
For sure.
I started basically my sort of, I wouldn't say internship, but part-time job with Actum when I was still a university student. And it actually drove me as well to change my major, or not my major, my minor, within university, to switch from, let's say, pure focus on finance towards project management. And that's sort of the story how I started Actum. It was pretty funny. I got hired as a junior financial controller, and I actually never did that job much. It was most of the time, it was actually trying to find out what are the clients doing, how we can improve our cooperation with them. In the beginning, I was lucky to have Lucia Pavelkova at that time as my superior, who actually onboarded me here, and she led me to not just stay here and just look at the reports and do a proper controlling, you know, and budget reporting and things like that. She also led me to take these things and directly report them to the client without her supervision. It was pretty quick, and I had that great promotion in that. I was also lucky to work with Lucy and the team because she was working very closely with Honza Havel. And with Honza, I got in a close touch right from the beginning. Even he was one of the first interviewees or interviewers that I had on my let's say initiation. And with Jan, he was doing the same thing basically with everyone in the team.
Just for a record, Honza is our managing partner, and he is the establisher of Actum company, actually.
Should be noted, yeah. Apologies for omitting that. So Working with Lucy and the team, it was quite a tremendous advancement for me because I was lucky enough to work again in Germany to get her together with our client with Metro Systems, which is a IT provider of the Metro Cash and Carry brand. And with these guys, I started getting familiar with Sitecore Experience Platform. At that time, I had no clue because I was only familiar with small CMS providers. But with Sitecore, I learned that there's much more complexity when you work with such a scale, of the content items and of the products that they actually work with and the campaigns they have to roll out. Because you don't read leaflets anymore with what are the offers. It needs to be somehow put in a digital form.
Yeah.
And these guys were pretty advanced at that time, at least from my perspective as a student. It was pretty advanced what they were doing, and we were lucky enough to actually be part of it and help them with emailing campaigns. Well, that was just a small part of emailing campaigns, but it was something that was pretty enjoyable because we got to learn how to actually operate these things and how to work with various teams from marketing. But at the same time, we were very close with the main implementation team. That was, of course, with many of my current coworkers who are still at Actim. We were rebuilding basically the whole experience of what Metro Cash and Carry provides to their users. At that time, primarily in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Then basically spreading the solution all around the world.
It's a huge company.
30 or 26, maybe some number around that, all those countries. A couple of our colleagues were luckier than me, so they didn't get to travel just to Germany, but they also traveled all around the world to train the staff and make sure that everybody knows how to leverage it and to really make sure that once our job is finished at Metro Cash and Carry, they can operate everything by themselves, they can develop themselves, they know what the source code, where it is stored and how the versions work of it, all of the branching, all of the everything basically regarding the integrations and deployments. So it was something that really taught me about that I believe that no other company in Czech Republic could offer to them at that scale, especially the project at the scale that we've done. So that's been pretty awesome at that time. After a couple of months, after a year, I finished my university and I actually started my full-time job here, and I got promoted basically as a relationship manager at that time. We named that role because a lot of our clients were as well from the financial sector, and in the finance it is quite common term to use the relationship manager as basically account manager. And in that role, I basically solidified my experience and moved to more exciting projects that we had. We started working at that time with Energy in Germany, quite interesting brand let's put it for the public here. It was a utility provider, an energy and gas provider in Germany, and one of the largest corporations within Europe. And we were lucky enough to start there right from the beginning. At that time, I also realized that my German skills had very much deteriorated since I worked for Rewe, and since that I decided with Jan Havel, with one of the co-owners, I decided that basically my path should be a little bit different. So I was lucky that at that time we had a little bit different strategy, and we split basically the German region and the other regions basically into separate, sub-team of the relationship management team, and we had a dedicated German staff and German team that was taking care just of the energy. And so I had only a couple of months worth of experience working with energy, and then I moved to one of the most exciting projects that probably maybe the most exciting project I had at Actim, which was with Konrad Electronic. It was still Germany, however it was closer to Prague. It was very different experience as well. The culture of the, let's say, Bavarians is much closer to the Czechs than the rest of Germany, or at least I feel like it was a little bit different. So at that time it was very exciting because we were right at the beginning of building completely new user experience for the clients that Konrad has across Germany, but not only in Germany. In the beginning, we basically started with a pilot project that was running for smaller countries in Eastern Europe, and it gradually got expanded all over Europe.
Okay.
I'm going too much into detail if you like it. But...
Ah, it's okay. We just getting to know you better, I suppose. How did you manage to study and work? Because you are, I know you. You are like fully into it.
No,
because you probably like it. You seem like you like your job.
I definitely enjoy it here, and that's part of why being at Actim is that it provided me the flexibility that I needed. Simply, at Actim, it is very easy to make your calendar available and to somehow manage not your shifts, because we don't have precise shifts. Mm-hmm. But it was the only actually company that I interviewed with where they clearly had, even from the beginning, very flexible timetable that I could take. And I would just give my school schedule to my superior, to Lucy, and she would know basically when I can make it to work. And I was basically working when it was possible. After some probation period, I was also able to work remotely, because most of the stuff already at that time were not so many organizations had everything in cloud. It was like we had almost everything in cloud, and we had something maybe stored in some private drives that I didn't need to access on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. So I was even able to work from school as well. Like when I had a break between classes, it was something that I could easily take over as well.
Mm-hmm.
It was challenging. It was definitely challenging, but there's been so many fun things to do. And I was lucky enough to live about 100 meters away from the office, so I didn't have that extra travel to go from school to work to home.
Yeah,
so.
But then we moved.
Then we moved. But there was, what year was that? Was it 2018? No, it was 2019.
Yeah, no, I think the office were open like on the end of 2018. Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was very, very...
But we are not that far, we are in the center of Prague.
The center of Prague, so it's fine. And it actually helped me to, you know, get out more, because it's nice that I can finally travel more around and get familiar, which I didn't have in university. I didn't have time for it anyway, I did not care about that too much. Yeah, but yeah, they were definitely open to that. And what especially helped me here was that Actim, they, you know, I could take basically some of the homework that I had for school, or if I had to write a paper, I could just, you know, ask them for their knowledge for something, and I could quote them in let's say any paper or any pieces that I need to write. I could just ask them for support on it, and it was much something that you don't get that much in university. It's very hard to write papers and finding references and things like that. Meanwhile, I could just ask, I don't know, at that time it was Peter Anderle, who quite a lot helped me with working with my project management classes and with my project management specialization. I just asked him, he gave me the books which were specifically focusing on the issue that I was looking for. I could quote him in the work as well. It was very helpful. So again, I would like to thank here as well to Peter Anderle.
nice. So it was useful to your studies as well. That's nice.
Absolutely.
Okay, you mentioned that you traveled regarding to your position. So where did you like it the most? Where did you visit your clients?
Ooh.
And it was the like
Ooh,
best destination?
Question. I don't want to say anything best, because there's always something
nice.
Something nice about every place. There are quirks to certain places. And there's also the problem that when you travel for business, you don't get to see the town that much. You don't get to see the area. You don't get to learn about the culture. Unless you're lucky enough, like for example, with Metro Cash and Carry, where we had a little bit more time to stay in the office with the clients, go out with them, and definitely be in a town for a couple of days and at least get to learn the culture. So that was something that was definitely eye-opening as well in terms of learning about, for example, with Metro Cash and Carry, there was one great thing that for my internship with Greve, with those guys, I was based in Cologne, Germany, beautiful town, definitely very friendly people, very closely located to Düsseldorf, where Metro Cash and Carry is located. And just mentioning it in the first meeting with guys at Metro, just mentioning it the first time, they were very, very disappointed that I actually know only Cologne area and that Düsseldorf is much, much better. So this city rivalry was something that I didn't get to experience in Cologne. So it was something that was interesting. From the nice countries that I was blessed to visit, obviously London is definitely one of the more exciting countries with a client that I cannot disclose at this moment. Lots of traveling to the downtown of London to see basically the historical monuments and and the culture that is in the end very much different from continental Europe. One of the exciting places that I had a chance to visit was Bahrain, with our client Al Baraka Islamic Bank. Tremendous team on site. We couldn't go outside, to be honest, because it was just ridiculously hot for a European. But with the staff that we had, with Ali and with many great other colleagues that we had the chance to work there, it was definitely a pleasure to see the completely different culture. But at the same time, in business, they behave much like the Europeans do.
Yeah.
The decision making, you know, the proper professional structures, making sure the governance of the organization is handling the smooth operation. It was something that was, on one side, cultural, very different, but in the end, in a professional way, it was something that surprised me a bit, that we were so much alike in this way.
That's nice.
Definitely, those were amazing countries. The Netherlands, of course, was one of the great destinations to travel for, basically both business and meeting with our partners. At that time, was Bloomreach. Hippo at that time. At that time it was Hippo, then later purchased or acquired by Bloomreach Corporation. But yeah, many interesting destinations to travel to, and that's part of that's the nice part, obviously, about business. It's the nice and the bad part at the same time, because you get tired, you know, you have long flights, long layovers, for example, if you're traveling to distant countries, and of course. Then you come home and everybody
asks you. But you're looking for it right now. No?
I'm missing it. I mean, because of this thing that happened, and I'm not going to say even name of it, this thing of 2020 and 2021, because of the hygienical situation, we miss it. It's a huge part, and it's about connecting with the people and actually talking about what can be improved. And if you can deliver the message personally, it's something that has a greater value, I believe.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. Okay, Radek, enough about Apollo and your work. Now let's talk about you. You came from beautiful city, which is located on Southwest Moravia, right? Trebich.
I would say yes. Yes.
So can you tell us more about it?
It's a very interesting town from a historical point of view. It's a town that has very strong or very preserved, I would say, actually, Jewish culture, because we have one of the most, I think even the most preserved Jewish ghetto in the whole Europe. So it's very exciting, it's a beautiful part. On the other hand, I was lucky enough that when I was about 12, my parents moved basically to the city center, so I was lucky to live in that nice part, or something that's quite enjoyable.
Yeah.
On the other hand, Trebich has the problem that it's a town that has grown basically by having the nuclear power plant. So it has the traditional, let's say, Eastern European apartment buildings, which in past were more impacting the look of the town. However, in the recent years and through modernization of these buildings, it looks much nicer than it used to. But I remember as a kid that I just thought that those are the gray walls basically outside of the city that ruined the view everywhere that you looked, but now it has definitely changed. It's a great town to visit. It's definitely a visit for, I would say, 1 or 2 days maximum. We have tremendous festival that occurs there that's right in the city center. It's called Zamosti. If you go to zamosti.cz, you can register for the, let's say, newsletter, and to find out when the first Zamosti is going to happen. Well, first after Corona event is going to take place. It's definitely the time of a year where everything is, you know, fresh trees, I mean, fresh leaves on the trees and green grass everywhere, and everybody just gets very festive around this time of year. So definitely worth the visit. Of course, there's also interesting, I would say, not cultural, but let's say industrial areas that we have old factories that were left after Batya company, who built it there, and that's also something that, you know, is typical for Czech Republic, that you have the factories and the factory workers' houses, because in, you know, I mean, we're like 90s kids pretty much. We only know the Paneláky basically as a public housing that is affordable. At that time, Batya built these huge neighborhoods of these.
For workers to come.
For, at that time, I'm not sure how they perceived the buildings, but for us looking back, it was definitely something, a bit of a luxury compared to Panelák. And
yeah, the flats are bigger, I think.
Yeah. So we have like one part of the beach is built basically of these houses. So it's also one of the interesting areas, I think, as well, a bit historical. But yeah, it's a town. It's a town that has lots of issues. It's a town that has a lot of things to offer as well. The issues, I'd rather not comment on the political part that is happening there. But I'm not planning to jump into politics, so I would say that's everything for Třebíč. I think it's a beautiful town to visit. It's a great town if you want to take your, if you want to go for a biking trip. You just need to make sure that you are fit enough to actually bike there, because it's a, as it is located in the Czech Highlands, let's say. It is very mountainous area, and the biking is not like something that you expect from the other regions in Czech Republic.
For that we have Southern Bohemia.
Right, 70 kilometers with no, with completely like with ease, you know.
Okay. So that was about Třebíč. I recommend to visit it. It's a pretty nice town, and I think most of the towns has those suburban bigger buildings and locations. So Prague is also nice in the city center. Most valuable buildings are in the city center, and on the borders there are people just living. So but yeah, okay, thank you for the tip for Zámostí. And tell us something that you are doing when you're not working, like your hobbies. What are you doing with the free time?
Well, these corona times certainly changed it a lot. It used to be a lot of video games.
I think
now
for
that I
most
realize, now that it's a little bit open and the weather is, of course, nicer. Well, back to the video games, actually. I, through the corona, I was very, because at that period when actually all of the, let's say, the sections or the regions of Czech Republic got locked out and we couldn't travel from town to town. I actually purchased one of those, what's it called, like a simulator wheel, to plug to a computer, and it's been such a great, great thing to at least, you know, get the feeling that I'm driving somewhere.
What have you been playing, Forza?
Yeah, of course. I wanted to go to Scotland, so I had to visit. I had to visit that. Yeah. And of course, sometimes it's what was that? Assetto Corsa. Assetto Corsa. That's definitely exciting because you get to travel on those mountainous. Sorry, I'm pronouncing it wrong. Mountainous roads in Italy. So it's beautiful because you have these sharp turns everywhere. It's a little bit. I crashed a couple of Ferraris on those roads in that game, but that's been quite fun. But lately, it's just mostly biking. That's that's something that I found, because that's one thing that I should mention. One of the big things that actually helped me as well to get familiar with everything that's going on and feeling part of the team was that at Acton we organized these traditional, not runs, but it's a relay race that starts at the source of the river Vltava, which is one of the largest rivers in Czech Republic, and it comes from, let's say, southwest Bohemia or Czech Republic overall, actually. It goes from there through Prague and up north. So there's a relay that starts basically at the source and it goes and it ends in Prague. It's about 360 kilometers, I think, and we ran it in teams. And that's something that got me totally hooked up on running. I used to run in high school and I used to run as well in university. And then for a period of time, I just stopped. And yeah, this totally revitalized that love for running. But after, I would say, third relay race that we had with Acton, I found that I have some, let's say, degenerative disease in my knee, so I had to somehow figure it out. So it took me a couple of years to go through surgeries, and not surgeries, but treatments, and after that I still can't run. So I figure out that biking is definitely the best thing I can do, because I get to travel distances, I get to be in a nature, I don't have to rely on building a team and making sure that all the buddies in team are ready for it. I can just take the bike whenever I want. So it's something that was definitely like big, like newfound love, basically.
Okay. And what is your favorite destination or the route?
I have a mix, sort of. One annoying thing about Prague is our bike lanes are not friendly with road bikes. It's all for mountain bikes.
Yeah, because we have those stones on the
Yeah, road, exactly. So I try to, if it wasn't for that, if I had a mountain bike, it would be still probably favorite the route that I get from Prague to my home. I can probably disclose that I live somewhere on Pankrác, so it's beautiful because I can ride here from Holešovice, go through the city center, right along the river, all the way south. Yeah. I get to travel that road, so that's definitely one of my most favorite. Then all of the routes that are around Chichén Itzá are beautiful, and there's not that many cars traveling around there, so it's a great place as well to be. Then, like you mentioned, South Bohemia is beautiful. The roads are better, and definitely there's more to it. It's flatter. It's flatter. You get to see more. That's the way.
And you can have carp fries.
Yeah,
that's a specialty of South Bohemia.
And the one beautiful thing about going around Prague is that you can drive 50 kilometers away, and even if you go 50 kilometers and it's on a cycling road, like specific on a, not just a lane on a road, but specifically there, you know, you can stop and do a pit stop for nice espresso or for water anywhere on the road. So that's what I do mostly. Otherwise, I don't know, American culture, listening to country music.
You're listening to country music. That's what I'm hearing for the first time.
Really?
Yeah.
I love Hank Williams. Hank Williams is one of my most favorite, and it's Merle Haggard. Probably those are top. Willie Nelson, and of course not only Hank Williams the senior, but junior and the third as well. Those are one of my favorite songs or favorite artists.
Since when are you listening to country music?
I always listen to country music. No,
are your parents listening to it?
No, they hate it. They hate my country music.
Oh, okay. So maybe it was impacted by your trip on high school, no?
Yeah, it was my exchange study to the US. I had many, many hillbillies as my classmates and even friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we just listened to that stuff all the time. When we were wrestling, you know, in a wrestling class, we were listening to country music mostly.
While wrestling.
Of course, we didn't listen to the slow songs, you know. It was more modern country at that time. Yeah. It was one of those pop things like Blake Shelton and whatever, the Zac Brown Band and all the new ones, basically. We started with those, and then I thought, okay, I had enough of this pop country music.
Uh-huh.
I could probably use something that's, you know, more down to the ground or more to the roots of country. And I found that it's way, way more interesting, and it gave definitely more to the culture than any modern country music band.
Okay, we are learning surprising facts today. There's the last usual question I asked Martin before. What would you wish for the future? Like, what are your goals and dreams?
Good question, but I'll probably, since we're Apollo, I'll target it towards Apollo and what I care about. We realized this not so long ago, that basically all of our revenue, or most of our revenue and most of our new business, is coming through recommendations. It's from making people satisfied with our services and being reliable what we do. I would like to personally somehow, and that's my vision here, to somehow make it clear and really make sure that everybody who gets in touch with us, they know that we are the partner who's not gonna derail their project, who's not gonna start doing something on their own, but we are here to do things that make sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important part, and it's something that I just trying to translate this somehow to every client, to across every region.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard as well to maintain it from our side. You know, we're not always perfect. Nobody's always perfect when it comes to, especially when it comes to projects, and especially complex projects like we do. But at least we do 100% to make sure that the clients get what they need to succeed and to outpace the competition. That's just something that's very important, and keeping it in a way where we're not putting some nice golden layer over something that we deliver. We just want to make sure that this is something that they are happy about and is perfectly driving the experience for their clients. It's something that we need to make sure that our client doesn't get only like solutions that we consider the best, but it's something that makes sense in the environment that they are operating in and in the field that they're working in. It needs to be sure that that means that. And also on the other side, we need to make sure that all the great people that are working here and that are delivering these solutions, that they are, you know, that it simply makes sense to them as well. Because otherwise, if they would be displeased, or if they would not be satisfied about the work they do, and if we would pick up projects that simply are not, they don't make sense. Well, that I keep repeating this, but the projects that we pick up that are not fulfilling to them, and that they are not that we know in advance that they're not going to make the client succeed.
Mm-hmm.
We need to somehow avoid those without aggravating anyone. So that's something that where I would like to just make sure that the perfection of our, not because Martin is the one responsible for delivery, mm-hmm. but at least be the part of it, be part of making sure that our delivery is smooth. And especially the part of how we do the smooth delivery is that the business needs to communicate clearly with the client on what we're going to do, how we're going to do it, what is the cooperation that we need with them, or how do we need to cooperate together, and just make sure that we don't deliver anything that doesn't fit into the business model of the client, and it doesn't make our guys feeling fulfilled.
Yeah, if you are not stating the truth, it will show somewhere afterwards.
You're shooting yourself in the leg in the long run. No, I think that we are a little bit in favor compared to the other agencies that work here, because we're used to working remotely with our clients and having most of our relationship actually virtual.
Yeah.
It's actually mostly remote. Mm-hmm. Unless, of course, the client has enough capacity in their offices so we can travel over for extended periods of time. So we're definitely lucky to have already this down and already been practicing it basically for years in Acton, working with large corporations across the world and building these solutions. So we're a little bit ahead, because the other agencies that are usually, you know, they're used to working within certain range where they can travel on a daily basis to
the
their clients. And not doing with that distance. I think that they were not so used to this, and I think that
not so prepared.
Yeah. And I mean, with our guys, it was like, at the beginning.
Yeah,
I thought that there was going to be like a drop in productivity and that we're not going to meet deadlines. I felt like nothing changed.
Yeah, I think everyone was afraid of it, that people are not sitting at their desks, so they won't be working. But it doesn't happen. I think the guys are maybe working more. I can see that on my project that the guys don't finish at 5 because they don't have to travel, so they spare the hour so they can work a little bit more. I don't want to overwork them, but you know, we can focus on the problems a little bit more because you are not spending time on irrelevant things. Okay, that's a nice wish, Herek. That was a nice one.
I wish for the same.
Okay, so we reach to an end. Thank you, Redek, for joining me today.
Thank you, Shanice, for having me here. I appreciate the time that you took to record me.
I don't have anything here.
I guess if you wanna get in touch with us, and if you wanna find out more, check out actondigital.com. There should be my phone number as well. And
call to Redek.
Yeah, call me if you have any questions about our projects and about our experience. More than happy to discuss it.
Okay, so thank you guys once again for joining us on the session. It was a pleasure to host this podcast with Redek. I hope that it was a pleasure for you too, guys. And we will hear each other by 2 weeks, Monday.
That was very unsure.
I hope for it. Okay, have a nice day. Bye. Apollo out.